episode number 145, Drop Top and New Bumblebee Revealed.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And summer is here.
It's about damn time.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in Michigan. It's sunny, it's raining, it's sunny, it's snowing, it's rainy, it's sunny.
It's storming, no power.
No power.
It's rainy.
And then we're having a barbecue.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah. We got an action-packed week for you here, folks. Let me give you the rundown. The big deal is the convertible pictures were released, and we're going to give our thoughts on that, along with some Bumblebee spy shots from Transformers 2. Got a couple of emails and a voicemail, and we're going to talk about some other GM horsepower news. It's always very promising.
Of course.
And, well, that's going to probably fill us up right there. So let's get to the goods, eh?
The new pictures.
The new pictures. Right on the front page of CamaroZ28.com.
Released on Friday the 13th.
Yep. And I want to say we were one of the first this time to break
to throw it up there.
Newsbot for the win on that for sure. If you haven't seen it yet, everybody wanted to know, what does the convertible Camaro concept look like with the top up?
Well, and finally we know.
Now we know. And I got to tell you, it looks terrific. We saw it actually at the focus group last May.
With the top up.
Okay. In fact, the same two pictures that are out there, we saw both of them.
Okay.
They kind of flashed them up there. So when I saw the picture, I knew that it would be good. But again, we couldn't talk about it.
Of course.
But it looks terrific. You got to, if you haven't seen it, check it out and join the discussion that the link on the front page leads to.
And finally, we get to see the real headlights.
Maybe. I'm not allowed to comment.
But they kind of look like they're the real. They're different, and they got the little halo effect there.
Well, here's what I'll tell you.
They look good.
We have the not the real headlights, smiley on our message board.
Yeah.
Well, if those aren't the real headlights, then what are these?
Exactly.
Well, that's all I'm going to say.
And I think they look good.
There was a halo effect there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did they look like HID to you?
HID? I don't know.
They kind of had that color, didn't they?
I guess I didn't pay close enough attention to them.
Me neither, then. So anyway, what do you think? You're going to get one? I know you've been thinking about a convertible.
It's making my decision a lot harder, I'm telling you right now.
I've never owned
a convertible.
Well, you got to start by having one now.
Yeah, but I would have to wait another year.
No, you don't. Either that or you can just borrow mine when you want to, because I'm not going to get a convertible. But I want you to get one so I can borrow yours.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to think on it.
Or you can do what I'm going to do. Buy one and play with it, and then turn around and trade it in on the next model.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We're just made of money. Liquid cash.
Of course.
You know, we have no jobs. We're billionaires.
Yeah, that's what some people think.
My sarcasm always shows. Well, I hope you get one, because knowing you, you're just going to one day just have one. Hey, guess what I bought today? Like you did with your Corvette.
Well, if it would, it would be black.
Black convertible?
Yeah.
Man, I've had my fill of black cars.
Love it.
So, yeah, summertime fun with the weather today. Wouldn't you love to have one, though?
Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
I would like to have one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good-looking car. Check it out, everybody.
I mean, obviously, T-tops aren't going to be an available option.
What? No?
No?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Hey, more spy pics. The Bumblebee for Transformers 2 is shown with some subtle differences as well.
Yeah, I'll say.
What do you think of that hood?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
I'm trying to figure out the reasoning behind that.
Love it.
I like the wheels, too.
That video that they have where it's screaming around this, there's like this straightaway, and then it kind of screams into a circle right in front of the building.
Yeah. Is it on a movie set?
Yes. It's on the movie set.
Like while they're filming, somebody else filmed this.
Right. Because there's a truck following it that's got a big camera on it, and then the truck stops. And the car does kind of like a half circle, and the truck is staying there filming.
Very cool. I haven't seen that one myself yet. So it's probably going to be in the multimedia 2010 Camaro pictures and multimedia section.
Oh, definitely.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that movie to come out. By the time
what
it
do
comes,
you think, next summer?
Well, that's the thing. I just put the time frame together. The production, you know, we're going to have our Camaros, or I will have my Camaro.
Yeah.
Expectedly, but definitely by this time next year. So then when the Transformers 2 comes out.
Which I'm thinking, what, next 4th of July?
It wouldn't surprise me a bit.
You know, because that's...
That'll
think
be a two-year mark.
When they came out with the first one was 4th of July weekend. Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. God, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. It's all, man, the news is all over in the 2010 forums. You guys got to check it out if you haven't seen it already. I think we've got to move on, eh?
Yeah.
We've got some voicemails coming up. And a voicemail, two emails, mm-hmm. and here's how they got a hold of us.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So we've got like two emails and a voicemail.
Yeah,
here.
I kind of got that jacked up. Yeah. You want me to do the first one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We got to, you know, we're in the digital age here and we're still printing things out to read. All right. This one comes from Z28, a.k.a. Glenn T.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I'm hoping you can comment on the accuracy of the Camaro images in the July issue of the Rodent Track. Frankly, I was disappointed with several details, although I'm sure the car is still awesome in real life. I know I've missed some of your previous discussions on headlights, and I'm wondering about the front end shown on the cover of Road and Track. First, in contrast to the concept, the egg crate pattern on the grille is not very visible. The cover image even looks like it has some horizontal shiny lines across the grille. Second, the panel gaps around the hood seem very prominent, maybe due to the color of the particular car. There's also an ugly seam running vertically from the front edge of the fender, side marker lamp, where the front clip attaches. Third, are those the real headlights? With the main headlight, high beam, and turn signal, it looks very busy compared to the concept, and the fog lamps are bigger than the headlights. Rear bumper also seems very busy with too many horizontal lines. And finally, is the steering wheel hub really that far off center? Thanks, guys, for the great job you do with the podcast. Well, we appreciate the comments about the podcast there, Glenn. Have you seen the image that he's talking about?
Yeah, they're the same pictures of the mules.
They're the mules.
And the Iver cars.
Okay, because I haven't seen it myself.
Yes.
Glenn, what those are test mules, and there's been a lot of the same exact questions that you've been talking about. No, those are not the real headlights.
Nope.
In fact, if you look at the convertible pictures that we talked about just a minute ago, you'll probably see what we believe to be closer to the real headlights and possibly the grille as well. As far as the steering wheel, when I sat behind the real production steering wheel, even though it may be off-center, I don't think it's that far off-center.
Okay.
I think that's an optical illusion from the camera angle or something, because it didn't seem anything it didn't seem weird at all. You know, I mean, I sat there and dinked with the buttons and everything on it, and it seemed perfectly fine. So even if it is off-center, which most steering wheels are to a degree, I don't think it's anything outrageous. So thanks for that email,
Glenn.
That's a good one. Good questions. Yeah. But I think I don't think you need to worry about anything of what you've seen in those mule cars.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Okay.
You got a voicemail.
Yeah, sure do.
Hey, guys. It's Tim Bamiano. I'm a dude 1134 from the message boards. I would have thought a burn ass would be what you get after you eat a lot of spicy food. Or maybe if you're sitting down on a black leather in the middle of 100 degrees weather. But I wouldn't think that it would be used in reference to a burn-ass car. But, hey, that's just me. Anyways, I thought I'd leave you a voicemail this week. Keep up the good work, and see y'all later.
Well, I think that's pretty much what we said last week, too.
Yeah. That's obviously in reference to Mark Lenev's remarks about the not all models will be
a burn ass
hot rod of the Camaro.
Yeah,
I gotta agree, but
it's funny just the same.
It is. I hope Mark doesn't hear this and go, "Who are these assholes?"
We got one more email.
Go ahead, Chris.
This comes from Ali. Okay,
Ali with an Ali. Yeah. From Karate Kid.
Hey guys, this is Bluebird from the board, but you can call me Ali. I've been listening to the podcast for around a year now and decided to register on the board back in February. I do enjoy listening to the podcast and I look forward to them each week. I find them comical yet insightful at the same time. I'm writing you today because I've just listened to the recent podcast and I've noticed you guys bringing up that you haven't had a reaction to the contest you wanted, and I don't think people haven't contributed because they are lazy or they don't want to contribute, but maybe they're intimidated or feel what they know has already been put in the wiki. Just wanted to put that out there. Well, look forward to the next podcast. You guys do a great job. Keep up the good work. Ali.
Thanks for that email. We talked about this a couple of times in the past, and that's probably a pretty good point.
Yeah.
People are concerned that they're going to be afraid that they're going to be wrong or called out or whatever. Here's what I posted just recently in the site news and announcements forum where we talk about the wiki contest. Okay. And the wiki is intended to be continually edited and approved upon and enhanced. It isn't ever meant to be final, and we hope that people that leave the most accurate information to the best of their knowledge, but in the event of an error or discrepancy, someone else, the idea of a wiki is for somebody else to fix it or correct it
or add to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as somebody doesn't go in there and put crap in there just for the sake of putting crap in there, but they just contribute what they know, and that's all that's expected.
Absolutely.
If it's wrong, somebody may come along and fix it.
Right.
Wikis are never meant to be used as a hardcore concrete evidence. That's why they're not allowed in college.
Yeah, it's just like a collaboration exams. Of information.
That's right. It's everybody putting their head together, just like a message board, but it's a
all in one central location.
Exact spot. Speaking of the wiki, we've only got a couple weeks left. The wiki contest.
That's it,
we've only got a couple weeks left. We're not going to extend it.
Nope.
And we're going to give out all those prizes to somebody who wants to put the time in. There are going to be bonuses for small bonuses for those who got in the first month of what is it, May? Yeah, May. But if you haven't gotten in on the wiki contest, head over to CamaroWiki.com and look for the huge-ass link at the top. And all the details are there. Contribute. You got 2 weeks left, and we got some killer prizes to give away.
Yep.
So that does it for that.
Yeah. Some more news came out this week.
CTSV horsepower numbers.
Oh, man. Like 553 horsepower or something like that?
Now, that's pretty phenomenal horsepower for a caddy. And I think it's the highest horsepower Cadillac ever made, right?
That's like over 150 horsepower more than what my CTSV had.
And
can
how
you
are,
imagine?
And how are they achieving that?
Supercharged.
Hmm. Supercharged, huh?
Yeah.
A la the ZR1.
LSA supercharged.
Now, does the Cadillac, the CTS, need like a, I don't know, a different hood?
Yeah, it
to
sure
cover
does.
It does for the supercharger?
Yeah.
Okay. Kick-ass stuff, man.
Yeah.
You never know. GM likes to spread some technology around to other cars, too.
No kidding.
I'll just leave it at that. So, anything else?
I think that's it.
Want to go and get a can opener and take the top off your Trailblazer and make it into a convertible?
Yeah.
Drive around,
I'm
have some
fun? I'm going to take the roof off my vet.
Oh, now you're just bragging. Ah, heck of a day.
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody the cool news that happened earlier today?
Oh, Vito?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vito baptized and... Jason's the godfather.
I'm the godfather. That's right. I'm the godfather of a guy named Vito.
Yeah. So if you hear, you know, miscellaneous noises in the background, probably the family running around upstairs and the dogs barking and, you know.
Your mom chastised me this morning.
Why?
For always referring to her as Mrs. Frezza.
Why?
Because she would rather that I refer to her as Julie.
Oh, okay.
Because you loyal listeners will know that I talk about her in the podcast. Hi, Mrs. Frezza. The podcast once in a while. And, Chris, why did your sister only bring like one third of her kids?
She brought all four of them.
I thought she had a heck of a lot more than that.
Nope, just four.
Every time I saw her, man, she's pushing seven or eight strollers all at once.
Nope, not anymore.
All right.
Not anymore.
All right, well, I guess we better get out there and enjoy the weather and while we can. And
while it lasts.
Everybody buckle up and drive safe, and we will be back next week.
We'll see you later.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
The fuck are you doing?